This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Indeed, we've got, we're talking about poisonous plants. Before I just go on about the, mention about the particular poisonous plants, I just want to say a few things happening in the garden. The lilies are out, I've got some white lilies out in the backyard of my backyard. It's looking absolutely stunning. Now keep weeding, I've nearly finished all the weeding, it's sort of moving around the place. I've got the sideway to go and a little garden bed in the front and nearly done. The last of the roses have been pruned, so still not too late to prune them, although they're sprouting a little bit, it's still not too late to give them a prune. And gloves. Yeah, gardening gloves, I think, are essential. It's don't buy the ultra-cheap ones. If you can stretch the budget a bit, get some good leather ones and make them as thin as possible so you can sort of grab the weeds. It's like a condom, you know, thinner the better. And it's very advantageous. So pulling out weeds and especially pruning the roses. Anyway, enough about my roses. On to poisonous plants. Many plants in the garden, they look gorgeous, but they can be a bit dangerous. So here's a list of what's dangerous in the garden. Now, all parts of the of these following plants are poisonous. A caladium, which is a coloured leaf indoor plant, a datura and brugmansia, which is commonly called an angel's trumpet, delphiniums, foxgloves, halobaurus species, also known as Christmas roses, they are poisonous. Lily of the valley, gorgeous looking but poisonous. Lobelia, rhododendrons and azaleas, and one called Thevitia peruviana, which is, I don't know what that is either, but its actual real name is the yellow oleander or the bestil tree. All parts of those are poisonous. Now the leaves of the following plants are poisonous: box, calendula, elephant's ears, rhubarb, tomatoes, the leaves of those plants. Now the flowers of the arum lily are poisonous. The milky sap of the following is poisonous: frangipani, oleander, poinsettia. That's the milky sap of those, they are poisonous. Now the fruits and seeds of the following, these ones are poisonous: the night-scented jessamine, clivias, cycads, duranta, which is the pigeon berry, laburnum, very common around the place, white cedar, Moreton Bay chestnut or black bean, peppercorn tree, the privet, sweet peas, wisteria and yew. So the fruits and seeds are poisonous of those ones. Now these tubers or bulbs are also poisonous. Daffodils, lots around at the moment, gloriosa lily and the hyacinth bulbs, they are poisonous. So please be careful in the garden if you have kids or animals that like to gnaw on bits and pieces. I'm talking about plants. Be careful of those ones. If you missed all those, they are on the podcast. Yes, I've joined the second decade of the century. And Heath does know I'm podcasting. Thank you very much, Heath. And catch those on the podcast on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au. Follow the prompts and you'll get there.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.